Lord, I am serious about living this new life with you. My heart, my mind, my body, and my soul are yours. Take control, Lord. I surrender everything to you. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, all that I own, all that I am. Fill me with compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. Make me a living sacrifice, Lord. Take control.
Hello and welcome to Discovering a Better Life. Friends, we at A Better Life Ministries genuinely look forward to bringing this program to you each week. And we sincerely hope that you allow us the privilege of assisting some of you in your personal journey of faith. You know, it's true that each of us are constantly faced with challenges in our daily life. Sometimes it may be within our marriage or with our ongoing self-evaluation, or it might be in our daily search for overall meaning to our life. However, whatever our struggle may be, the answer to our spiritual hunger can only be found in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, in an amazing way, Jesus brings hope to those who seriously follow him. Friends, each of us on the A Better Life team believe that Jesus Christ is really worth listening to. And we believe this because he is the way to a loving God who longs to bless you and me. So we sincerely hope that the message we shall be sharing with you today might encourage you to be willing to listen to Jesus and to want to follow him in the better life he makes available to everyone who is willing to place their trust in him. Friends, Macrina Whitaker is a gifted writer whose inspirational words have touched the lives of thousands of people throughout the world. However, Macrina may never have helped so many people. In fact, she would not even be alive today were it not for a remarkable person who dramatically touched her in the first hour of her life. You see, when Macrina was born, the doctor thought she was dead. In fact, he pronounced her dead. But there was one person in the delivery room who believed in tiny Macrina. That person was one of the nurses. In her autobiography, Macrina Whitaker wrote, "My own birth into this world began with a proclamation of death. I was proclaimed dead, set aside as not living. The nurse, I'm told, took me, worked with me, and believed in the spark of life in me. In essence, she convinced me that I could breathe." Well, friends, that tiny baby responded to the warm embrace of that compassionate nurse. And as a result, little Macrina survived and flourished. Years later, as she reflected on this transforming experience, she wrote, "The doctor placed me aside and announced the sad news of my death right in the middle of my birth. But God was good and gave someone enough hope to believe in me. She leaned forward, believed in darkness, what some folks refused to believe in light. She believed in me, and she held me as though the stirring of the eternal had just begun, as though the mystery within was just being born. And the joy of it is, she was right. And because of her hope in me, I live." Friends, I believe this dramatic story underscores a fact so obvious that we are often disposed to overlook it. And what I mean is that no one ever comes into this world on his or her own strength. You see, every person who is listening to this message today is alive because of someone else's compassionate concern. But this is not only true of our first day on this planet, it's also true for most of our life. In reality, we human beings cannot survive into adulthood without thousands of caring gestures being performed on our behalf. Sometimes we notice them, often we don't. However, the fact remains, we are here today because of someone's loving intervention in our life. It's also true that we can learn something else from Macrina Whitaker's experience, because just as the nurse took up the lifeless body of little Macrina and labored intensely to bring her life to her inert flesh, God, our Heavenly Father, has entered our darkness to give us life and breath. In fact, as the Apostle Paul tells us, every Christian was once a dead man or woman, but Jesus took pity on our hopeless state. He really believed in us, and he convinced us that we could live a more abundant life. In essence, he did this by hugging us into life, and if we'll let him, he continues to restore us daily. Friends, our God is a champion of renewal, of the fresh start, and of the perfect beginning. And like a good midwife of the soul, God sees what we have been ordained to be, which is his very sons and daughters. Amazingly, the living God believes in us, not just as we are, as mere pieces of frail flesh. No, he sees beyond our weaknesses, and no matter what we may have done wrong, no matter how weak we are, he has a plan to shape us into the very image of Jesus Christ. Today, pollsters, sociologists, and ministers of religion often ask, "Do you believe in God?" That's a good question, but there is another seldom asked question that is equally significant. That question is, does God believe in you? It's a question that needs to be asked, because the truth is, many people who believe in God doubt whether God really believes in them. And for many people, in their quiet moments, as well as in the great crises of their life, they wonder to themselves, does God really care? Is he really there for me? Does he truly believe in me? Well, the answer to each of those questions is a resonant yes. Indeed, this is why Jesus Christ visited our planet from heaven. He came to show each of us the way into the very presence of a loving God who longs to bless each of us with every spiritual blessing. Friends, what a wonderful hope there is in this knowledge. The knowledge that God believes in each of us and is waiting to bless all who are willing to place their trust in him. However, friends, there is a final lesson we can learn from Macrina Whitaker's near tragedy. It is that we can enjoy renewal in our lives today because God's touch reaches us through the medium of fellow human beings. Macrina Whitaker, in her autobiography, wrote that God was good and gave someone else enough hope to believe in me. Friends, God's loving care is often channeled to us through others who meet us on our journey during our lifetime. By the same token, we do the same for others, because after we accept God's hope in us, we have an opportunity to agree to become a living channel of the Comforter. Perhaps the words I'm going to share with you now from the pen of Macrina Whitaker might help some of you to better understand what I'm trying to convey about God's marvelous touch. Macrina writes, "Could it be true that some folks die because our hope is too small to bring them forth? It is good to remember we do not give birth to ourselves. We give birth to others by believing in that first small spark of life, the spark we can barely see. It is called hope." Today, in the light of those words, I think it would be true to say that each of us have been called to believe in and to give birth to others. And I want you to know that no matter how disastrous your past may have been, a transformed life is an ever-present possibility for you. However, I also believe that the greatest obstacle to such a transformation taking place is that the great problem of our present age is not the rejection of God's existence, but a lack of faith in a God who really believes in us. And by this I mean one who believes in us enough to give us new life, not just once, but again and again. Indeed, such a radical love is probably beyond the imagination of ordinary people. But make no mistake about it, it is real and it is possible. Perhaps some of you listening to this message today are seeking permanence and stability in this chaotic and troubled world. Perhaps you are struggling to meet the obstacles in your life or are challenged by today's culture. If so, perhaps the words of our next song might provide you with some hope that God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
As we think about the words of the beautiful song we've just listened to, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, as we look at your plan and see that it's all based on love, not on our performance, we pray that you will help us to understand the enormity of your love for each of us. Help us to be captivated by your love, to be overwhelmed by your grace, and to come home to you in that beautiful path you have already carved out for us through your marvelous touch. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Thank you, friends, for tuning in to A Better Life today. We sincerely hope that what you've heard will help you to believe in the power of God to transform your life. If we can be of any further encouragement to you in your personal spiritual journey, please do not hesitate to write to us. We want each of you listening to know that we stand ready to help in any way we can. Our postal address is Discovering a Better Life, Post Office Box 1540, Albany, Western Australia 6331. You can also telephone us on 98 418 418. Our email address is abl-alb@omninet.net.au. And for more words of encouragement, please visit our website www.discoveringabetterlife.org.au. Friends, we look forward to sharing more thoughts with you next week and sincerely hope that what we have been privileged to share today may have helped each of you to desire to embrace the grace, the love, and the power of the living God who wants to be your friend and guide for life and eternity. So until next week, may God bless each of you with his love and his peace.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love.